This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Pentagon's release of transcripts of enemy combatant hearings at Guantanamo cracks open a window into the secretive process. The 5,000 pages offer unedited transcripts that include names or stories from some of the nearly 500 prisoners at the base. The documents were released in response to a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Associated Press. NPR's national security correspondent, Jackie Northam, is in Guantanamo and joins us now. Jackie, hello.
Good morning.
Well, you know, one of the most intriguing aspects of these documents is the voices of the detainees that emerge. You know, one saying he was just a chicken farmer and another effectively saying he proudly was a combatant. But you've covered about a half a dozen of these hearings. What have we learned from these documents? What's new?
Well, really what it gives us, Renee, is a much broader sense of who has been held here for over 3 years now. As you say, you have the chicken farmer out there. You have people that say that they were handed in. They were rounded up in Afghanistan during the start of the war, and they were handed over by our allies at the start of the war, the Northern Alliance, for bounties. You have people that say, look, yes, we were part of the Taliban. We were pressed into this, but only as a cook, you know, only as a driver, that type of thing. Certainly, make no mistake, there are detainees from the transcripts here that definitely make it clear that they, the United States is the enemy in their eyes and that they will attack again given any chance. But really what it does, it's a catalog for us of most of the detainees, about 370 that we're seeing here. And before, we only really had a sense of people who were released that talked to the press briefly or from the lawyers over the past years for some of these detainees. This is a much clearer sense of who we have or who the U.S. is holding down at Guantanamo.
And do we learn anything about the review process itself from these documents?
Well, yes, what we really learn is that there are some holes in the system. As you mentioned, I've sat in on a number of these, and in fact, I'm going to sit on another one tomorrow. And you watch the process unfold in court, and it is flawed in many ways. For example, this is supposed to be their day in court, yet they have no legal representation. They don't have access to much of the material, the evidence against them, because it is classified. And a lot of the evidence is inconclusive. And there's also problems, real problems, with getting things like witnesses to help bump up the detainee's case. You know, in many ways or many times, these are people who are in the backwaters of Afghanistan, and the detainees obviously can't get to these people. And the ones I saw, there was a lack of willingness on the part of the military panel to go out and try to find these people, primarily, you know, probably for logistics. So there, you know, what these transcripts shows are really, again, you know, just the problems with the whole process.
And would that be why the Pentagon tried to keep them out of the public eye for so long?
Yes, it depends who you talk to. The Pentagon, the administration says, you know, this is a privacy issue. These people have the right to privacy. And the irony here, of course, Renee, is that they don't have any other rights under the Geneva Convention, but privacy seems to be an issue. So there's that. But, you know, one could always also argue that this, what it does is it opens up the whole process down here. It shows what's happening down here. And again, when you look at these transcripts, there do seem to be real problems with the process itself. So that could be the reason why they've tried to hold it back for so long.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And you can read the Guantanamo detainee documents at npr.org.